Hi guys, welcome to the Damien Keys podcast. Let's get into your questions. Right, what we got?
Are you ready for the first question?
I was born ready.
Okay, here we go. Right, so what percentage of budget should I hold back for my album advertising? And that is from Ella Steven.
Okay, good question. So the reason, one of the things that really grinds my gears, I won't swear because we'll get demonetized, but one of the things that really grinds my gears is that a lot of you guys are spending so much time and effort making some amazing pieces of work, some great EPs, some great albums, some great singles, some great music. You're recording it, then you're putting it out there, and you're not holding any money back to actually promote it. And you're kind of disrespecting the system. You're hoping that because you've got this labor of love, which you've, and your passion project, which you've put all your money into, in order to get it to the point where you've got a CD, you've got this finished product, and then what happens is you put it out, you promote it onto your Facebook, you promote it on your Instagram, you do that a bunch of times, and then you just say, well, I'm not sure what happens next. And the next thing is like you get excited about the next album or the next EP. And it's a shame because it's not recognizing where we are with distribution and social media. And a big part of it is just lack of preparation and lack of planning. So this goes for businesses that do this, small businesses do this all of the time. And it's the creative gene, it's the creativeness of actually building something, getting excited about building something, and then not wanting to do the promotion stuff because it gets boring. So how much should you hold back? Well, I don't think there's an actual figure, but for me, if you're doing a single, I would actually look at halving your budget or doubling your budget. I've got a strategy which I want to talk to you as well, but I think if you're going to put 200, 300 quid into making a single, you should probably have 200 or 300 quid's worth of promotion, because you have to recognize that your audience aren't going to see it that much on social media, because that's what Facebook have said. They've said you're going to see 10%, 20% of the reach, and therefore if you want more than that, you're going to have to pay for it. If you're scrabbling around to get more organic reach, it can be done, but you're playing the wrong game. So in which case, if you want to play the right game, you are going to need to put some money into it, whether that's influencer marketing and getting some micro influence in there, whether that's actually paying for Instagram or Facebook ads. Whichever it is you want to do, you need to put some money into it. How about this for a strategy? What about, imagine if you tax yourself. We all have to pay taxes, it's one of those things. What if you taxed yourself as an artist or in a band, you taxed everyone, taxed themselves 10% of their earnings? Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but if you got taxed it, you would have to pay it. If you took 10% of your earnings and you put it into a bank account, and every single month, that money went on to promoting your stuff. Now, a lot of you are saying, I can't afford that, I can't afford 10% of my earnings. But if you don't find money to promote this stuff, the same way as you're finding money to making your music, because you've got to make the music, you've got to record it, you've got to do the artwork, you've got to get it mastered, you've got to get it mixed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm seeing bands spending money on the product and then refusing to spend money on the promotion and the distribution. It just can't happen. So imagine if you taxed yourself 10% and that money went into the promotion or the distribution of your product, which meant you could go into boosting, you could go into advertising, you could go into pushing your product, your album, your EP, or your single to the people who need to see it in a long-term promo in order to get them on board with your journey. So long-term, you are building the audience, and more people who know about you will then buy into you and buy into the next thing and buy into the tour. What's really, really important right now is how many people know about you and buy into what you do and are prepared to come with you on your journey. If you are constantly playing the organic game, you're probably gonna lose, because we've gone past that. That was 2016. We're going into 2019, and social media has changed. And if we're not keeping up with the trend, if we're not actually allowing, or if we're not doing what Facebook's telling us to do and Instagram's telling us to do, you're probably gonna lose out whilst everyone is moving forward. So right now, how much should you hold back? I would suggest you need to have a certain amount of money each month for promotion. And I would suggest when you're making your album, I would probably look at least 30% of the budget of the whole thing, either extra or lopping off 30%, in order to put that into monthly boosts and pushes so that you can get your content out there. Thanks for listening, guys. Subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you next time. Can't stop the